This year, lawmakers in several states are expected to legalize either recreational or medical cannabis. In the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states are in the spotlight for an adult-use marijuana bill. Rhode Island, Ohio, and the Carolinas are the top candidates to approve a regulated commercial market. Recently, the governor of Mississippi signed a bill to legalize medical marijuana, making it the 37th state to do so. News Nation's Gerald Harris reports on Tennessee's chances of legalizing weed.
Tennessee's neighbor to the south, Mississippi, just became the latest state to legalize medical marijuana. And some lawmakers are hoping to soon follow suit. Representative Jason Powell, a Democrat, introduced a bill allowing for medical marijuana use. He says he's heard from Tennesseans loud and clear.
The reality is what we need to do is focus on helping Tennesseans who have severe, chronic, and terrible health conditions that would be greatly their quality of life would be greatly enhanced with medical cannabis.
However, fellow Democratic Representative Bob Freeman is taking his cannabis bill a step forward, a complete legalization of marijuana.
25-year war on drugs that looped in cannabis into that war has sent many people to prison, ruined lives, and it's time we move past this and legalize. Again, 37 states have already done this.
He says Tennessee is missing out on growing, cultivating, selling, and taxing what he cites is already a billion-dollar industry.
I mean, it could be $500 million in revenue a year for the state. There are some projections that currently what is consumed and grown in the state of Tennessee is almost $2 billion right now. This is, obviously it's illegal today, there's no tax revenue gain.
But there are some bumps in the road to get to legal marijuana. Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally, who presides over the Senate, says his support is contingent upon the removal of marijuana from the Schedule 1 controlled substances list.
Schedule 1 has no legitimate medical use and has a high ability to cause addiction or dependency, whether physical or mental.
Republican House Member Bruce Griffey and Senator Sarah Cowell, a Democrat, introduced bipartisan legislation to poll Tennesseans about their feelings towards marijuana on the upcoming 2022 ballot. In Nashville, Gerald Harris.
Thanks for watching. Click the red subscribe button below so you can get more of News Nation's fact-driven, unbiased coverage.